the icy surface of a comet will soon get smacked by a spacecraft named Rosetta. Rosetta has been orbiting the comet for more than 2 years, and as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, this historic mission is about to come to a dramatic end.
Matt Taylor is the mission's project scientist at the European Space Agency, and he doesn't know how he'll feel tomorrow morning when Rosetta plunges down to the comet.
There's mixed emotions here. You know, it's people have invested their lives and their mentality, I think, as well, their psychology on this mission.
Previous missions just flew by comets quickly. But in the 1980s, researchers began dreaming of doing an in-depth study by traveling along with one of these cosmic ice balls. Rosetta launched in 2004. It traveled for 10 years and about 4 billion miles to catch up with the comet. In 2014, it finally slipped into orbit.
It was an adventure. It was doing something daring. It was doing something ridiculous, in fact. We're flying around a comet.
A few months later, Rosetta achieved another historic first. It deployed a washing machine-sized probe called Philae that touched down on the comet's surface. Controllers in Germany went crazy with joy, but then they realized that Philae's anchors had failed. Philae bounced a couple times and ended up in some shadowy crevice that kept sunlight from its solar panels. Its exact resting place was only spotted a few weeks ago in a photo taken by Rosetta.
Psychologically, it was a great relief to have an unambiguous identification of the location of the lander.
The lander did live for a few days, long enough to gather unprecedented images and data. Paul Weissman is a mission scientist with the Planetary Science Institute.
You have to, you know, look at the glass as being half full, not half empty. On the whole, I think it was a tremendous success.
He says comets are fascinating because they're the leftovers from the process that formed Earth and the other planets, and they basically haven't changed in 4.5 billion years.
Comets are the best preserved samples of solar system material from the origin.
This particular comet is shaped sort of like a rubber duck. Rosetta's grand finale will put it in a free fall towards the duck's head. It will send back data and images in real time all the way down. Weissman says the end won't be a spectacular explosion. Rosetta will be going pretty slow, about the speed of a person walking.
Imagine yourself walking into a wall. It wouldn't damage you very much.
But the spacecraft will tilt, its antenna will stop pointing at Earth, and Rosetta will go silent. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.